In Portuguese churches, in schools, in priests' homes and in confessionals, for at least 70 years, religious men were abusing their positions of trust to abuse the children in their care. The victims were mostly boys, usually between 10 and 14 years old, but the youngest was just 2. At a press conference on Monday, the commission investigating the crimes delivered the results of their year-long mission.
These testimonies, as we will explain ahead carefully, allow us to reach to a much more extensive victim network, calculated at a minimum number, absolute minimum of 4,815 victims.
The Portuguese Independent Commission was set up in November 2021. It was after a similar body in France revealed 200,000 victims of child abuse in the French church. And there are those who think the Portuguese investigation should have uncovered comparable numbers.
The numbers are pathetically small, and I think they're totally implausible. In France, very recently, there was a report done that concluded that there were 250,000 victims over a very similar period to the one that Portugal has been looking at. And so that means that there's only a little over 1% of the number in Portugal.
Like Catholic authorities in many countries around the world, Portuguese bishops are struggling to respond to a self-inflicted crisis that's brought deep suffering to its victims and severely damaged a supposed bastion of morality.
We are aware as a church that we are a church that makes and has made and will certainly make mistakes. I can't guarantee that tomorrow there won't be another case of abuse. I would love to say that, but I don't. I cannot say it. What I can say is that we have a different consciousness today. It wasn't easy for us to go down this path either, but we did it because we had to. It is essential to have the truth.
For the Portuguese victims, prospects for justice are mixed. 25 testimonies have been sent for criminal investigation, but the rest are outside the 20-year statute of limitations, so nothing can be done. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.